Now, first, as I said, not a unique relationship in a way, since there are other stations. I mean, WNET and the WNYC WQXR combo in New York have their own performance spaces, and they do screenings and live music performances from time to time. But is a partnership between a station and a full-time film venue unusual? Are there any other examples, or is new ground getting broken here?
I'd say this is pretty groundbreaking. You're correct that other stations have venues, and for example, there's a place in Albany that the public radio station has called the Linda. A lot of performing arts takes place there, and of course, fans of Austin City Limits may be aware that the Austin station built a venue for Austin City Limits, and if you're a fan of World Cafe on WRUR 88.5 FM, which we air on our sister station every day, 2 to 4, well, the local Philadelphia station that runs that show built a cafe there, a real performing arts venue. But in terms of another station that has a partnership, an affiliation with an independent cinema, we think this may be the first.
Now, that being the case, of course, what brings about this paradigm shift, this new, I won't say it's an experiment, but kind of a new direction that hasn't been seen much before?
Well, we just think this is a really good fit for WXXI, for the Little Theater, and we also believe for the city of Rochester. WXXI and the Little have similar missions. We deliver content to people, content that in many cases educates and entertains. And we think that our complementary services will really, you know, be enhanced by combining our efforts. And we're looking forward to really building on things that we both do really well. But I want to assure people we're not changing the films. We're not going to be picking them. The people who pick the films are still going to be doing that. And the things that you're going to see that will be an enhancement may be more local documentaries there, more children's programming, improvements in the infrastructure. And I think most importantly that people who are fans of this cultural gem, the Little Theater, can be assured it's going to be sustainable. And it'll be right there on East Avenue for years and years to come.
That gets to, of course, something that a lot of people, I'm sure, have been wondering. And Mark, maybe you can fill me in on this. And that is it a marriage born at least in part? Maybe marriage isn't exactly the right word. We'll try to find a proper definition as we go along this hour. But in part because it's kind of tough to keep an independent arts organization going without a healthy partner these days. And it's a little one of those organizations that really found out just how tough it is to stay independent.
That's definitely true. Part of the problem, especially with a film organization, is a lot of our programming is given to us out of Hollywood, and we're not in control of what we get. We get our films from distributors a lot of times. So if we undergo a poor film season, and even this Christmas season hasn't been that great, you know, we're at the mercy of the film distributors, and a lot of times we have no control over how many people are going to pass through our doors and buy tickets. If it's a bad season, it's just going to be bad at the box office for us. That's why membership and development are so important, and that's why this collaboration with WXXI is really going to help strengthen the Little and our independent theater and keep it around for a long time, because membership and development represents about 10 to 15% of the entire Little operating budget. And while you're trying to maintain your programming, you're trying to maintain your building and also have the staff that's going to be there to develop your membership base, it becomes hard to do that all by yourself as a small independent theater.
And, you know, we did see an editorial about this right after this affiliation was announced. The Democrat and Chronicle said the Governor Cuomo has been encouraging agencies and others to do this kind of cooperation. Not-for-profits need to be doing more, and they said that the WXXI Little affiliation was a great example. And to follow up on what Mark said, I want to assure people if you're a donor to the Little Theater, your donations, your support will continue to go to making the Little even stronger, and the same goes for WXXI. You can be assured that when you're a member here, your membership goes to WXXI.
Chris, the one thing that I can see, and tell me if it works this way, is you could tap into, in a way, and reach out to each other's clientele. Because, I mean, if you're looking at the WXXI clientele in particular, yeah, 30 some odd thousand families in the metro area that are members and subscribers. You got hundreds of thousands of Cum viewers to the television station, 80,000 weekly Cum listeners to this radio station, and just as many to the FM station down the hall. So you got a lot of people that you could get the message to that maybe you couldn't reach so easily before, right?
Well, you know, one of the problems about independent film and, you know, this current age is that we can't get the message out quick enough and broad enough for a lot of the offerings that we have at the Little. You know, years ago, we were fortunate to have Jack Gardner at the DNC, and inevitably once or twice a week he would highlight a Little film, and that gave us great coverage and brought people into the theater. Unfortunately, the last couple of years, you know, many of the movie reviews are for the more larger films. This collaboration now could bring a whole new outlook on independent film, foreign film, to the greater radio and TV audience, and you know, create a lot more dialogue about film in general than we've been able to do until recently.
Yes, that's actually a great point, because we will be talking a lot more about what's going on at the Little. Be talking more about the kinds of films that, as Mark said, might not get the national reviews, and we'll be able to promote on the Little screens things that are happening at WXXI. I mean, that's part of where we saw this as being a good fit, cross-promotion. And you just had Jack Garner in, and of course, Jack talks about all the great independent film. He also today reviewed three of our WXXI series in his column in the paper today. So we see a lot of opportunities to work together, and I think people should be excited about this. I mean, we really are excited and looking forward to this. There's so much bad news about everything going on. You know, I look across the street, and we hear about Kodak or problems. Let's think about something good coming up in 2012, and I hope this is going to be a model of a partnership that really works, and a partnership that may be a model for other not-for-profits to work together, share some of their back-office expenses, and not just to save money, but to provide more service to the community. And, you know, we couldn't have done this without the United Way. They have a synergy fund, and they gave us a grant that allowed us to bring in the New York Council on Not-for-Profits. And this did not happen overnight. You'd agree with that, Mark?
Oh, yes, yes.
It was about a 6 to 8 month negotiation, and we did, on both sides, a lot of due diligence, and we feel, in the end, this is going to benefit all of us. And when I say all of us, I'm including the Cultural District on East Avenue.
Now you've kind of kindled my curiosity in a way. We had heard about this process going on internally around this building for some months before it actually was consummated at the end of the year. And so it did come as a surprise to us. By the same token, it would be interesting at this stage to look at exactly sort of the timeline and the process by which these two organizations came together in a way that, again, as we mentioned at the outset, you don't always see. It's kind of a little bit out of the box, so to speak. It's kind of stretching the envelope a little bit. So I'd be curious to know, from beginning to end, how it happened and whose idea it originally was, and how it went from point A to now where we are at point B.
You know, it started with a casual conversation. I know the Little was looking for a new executive director. We heard that they were having a little bit of trouble finding the right fit. And, you know, I'm not sure who actually made the first approach, but it was a question that was brought to me by one of our staff. What do you think about taking a look at working together with the Little? And maybe a couple of years ago, it might have been a different answer, but I thought these are the kinds of things that XXI and our community really has to do, which is embrace opportunities and take a little bit of risk if we're going to move forward. So we started with just a casual conversation and then a board task force that right. included people from both the Little and from WXXI's board. And then we brought on the Council on Nonprofits. And I've got a three-ring binder that's 3 inches thick in my office, Bob. I'll let you see it this afternoon if you'd like to look at all of the legal and financial things we went through. And, we're really fortunate. Bob Healy, the president of Labella Associates, is on the WXXI board. And pro bono, he went down, took a look at the infrastructure, made sure things were, you know, properly in place, that it wouldn't be a big problem for us to help get in there and help fix things that needed to be fixed at the Little, that it wasn't that. And, you know, we were able also to take a look at the financials. And I think a lot of people are under the impression, oh, the Little was, you know, going out of business, the Little was this. Well, it wasn't. The Little was actually running, I'd say, in the black.
Yes,
but the
staff,
correct. You'd say the staff was stretched so thin, you couldn't keep that up forever.